This week on Seeds of Success, brought to you by the County of Elgin and Briwood Farm Market, we're looking at dairy operations. And with me is John Walker Jr. of Walker Farms near Aylmer. John, give us a little bit of a background on the beginnings of the operation.
My grandfather, he started it back in, well, where the home farm is today, corner of Walker Road and number 3, is where he got to start. That's just down the road off Carter Side Road there for milk. Majority of the cows there. We milk on 2 separate farms. We're on the farm that you were at, we're milking about 1,700 cows there, and then the other farm that's closer to Summer's Corners, Sales Barn, we call it. Yeah, there's about 400 there that we're milking.
John, some people have trouble digesting milk. You've come up with a solution here that might help a lot of people, and that has to do with the A2 protein in milk. Can you explain a little bit about that?
You know, we strongly believe in A2 milk and what it does for people as far as digestibility. So, yeah, we've been probably for the past at least 8 years or so breeding our herd that way, picking sires and bulls that are A2 to slowly transition our herd to, our goal is to 100%. We're not quite there yet, but that's where we're headed. Obviously, for our own milk that we're using from our herd, it's all 100% A2 that we're bottling and processing.
And this milk is available right on the farm at your retail outlet and in stores from Toronto right through southwestern Ontario.
Yes, but there in Elmer, just as you're going to Elmer there, Walker Dairy Bar. Yeah, we sell our milk through there and our butter through there, and then we also sell our things like ice cream.
John, can you maybe just touch on the A1 protein and the A2 protein that is found in milk?
Yeah, your conventional milk. It's really a mixture of A2 and A1 because that's what cows are on every herd. It's A1 and A2 cows, so it's all mixed together. And if you are actually a lactose intolerant person, like there's still lactose in their milk, but we're finding out a lot of people just they're sensitive to it. You know, they just assume it has to be the lactose. So, you know, they say I must be lactose intolerant. When actually, it is just their body just cannot break down that A1 protein. We're finding a lot of people when they switch to our milk. You know, we get a lot of feedback and themselves or their children and whatnot, and the difference that it made for them, that they're actually back drinking milk again because they can tolerate it.
And so ultimately, you're looking at your whole herd producing what would be known as the A2 protein milk.
Yes. Yeah, like for me as a dairy farmer, it would make sense, you know, that we had all our milk as A2 across the board, you know, just for consumers to be able to not to run into problems when they're consuming it and not having to switch to alternative milks because of it. So, you know, that would be the ultimate goal. And that's kind of where that's why we decided to do A2 milk as our own brand and moving our whole herd towards that goal.
And technologically, John, you're also turning that manure into something very green and very valuable. Can you explain that biodigester?
Another project that we've done that's kind of added to our farm, which we're kind of proud of, is our biodigester. We're actually in operation for about a year now. We're actually collecting the methane and taking that and turning it into renewable natural gas. That injects it right in the pipeline, and yeah, you know, people in Elmer and community are using it. And it's right from, you know, collecting the methane out to manure.
And what about the future, John? Where do you see the dairy operation 5 years, 10 years down the road?
You know, our goal is to continually, like, slowly keep growing. As our family grows, there's more of us, and we don't want to give everyone opportunities. So, that being said, we need a large operation to do so. So, yeah, we're just slowly growing the farm. On the processing side, it's fairly new. We've only been at it for about 3 years now, so you know it's taken a lot of work, and we want to expand that in volumes, but also markets. So, I think we're going to put a lot of time and effort in that over the next 3 to 5 years again.